139 WJBC, WJBC.com, and the Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And joining us is Mike Hoffman, Director of Operations for the Midwest Food Bank. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, Terry. We're doing great.
We've got a great announcement this afternoon dealing with the meat donation drive. First of all, Mike, let's learn a little bit about you. What about your past, and how did you get involved with the Midwest Food Bank?
Well, I started as a volunteer here probably about 11 years ago. And after being a volunteer for 5 or 6 years, I was offered a job here. So I love the mission here at the food bank and believe in it 100%. And so I couldn't help but come on board, and it's been a fun ride for the last 6 years, that's for sure.
Well, Midwest Food Bank does not only serve Bloomington Normal. In fact, your reach is quite large.
That's correct. We actually, the Bloomington Food Bank, we started in 2003. But as we grew, right now we're serving 308 food pantries here out of Bloomington, this location. Then we also have a location in Peoria. We have one in Indianapolis, one in Atlanta, Georgia, one in Fort Myers, Florida, and in Kenya, Africa.
Wow, that is definitely farther than Bloomington Normal.
Stretching that Midwest as far as we can.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about some of the special services and programs that you run there.
Well, the biggest function, the main function of Midwest Food Bank is to supply food pantries with food for their food pantries. We collect large amounts of food and bring it into the warehouse and sort through it and get it repackaged if it needs to be, if it's in bulk, getting into sizable containers that can work, distributing that food then to the food pantries and doing that all at no cost so that they can hand that food out to their food bank clients that they serve at each one of their locations.
One of the reasons why I like this meat donation drive is that most of the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a lot of non-perishable food items that are donated, and this allows folks to give money so that meat can go to those in need.
That's true, Terry. You know, when you think about all the food that gets donated in, we've been blessed. Here at the Bloomington branch last year, we distributed over 50 million pounds of food, and very little of it was actually meat or perishable things. The reason is that when you get large quantities, usually it's canned or things like that, which is great. But when you look at trying to get high protein and very healthy type of foods into the hands of the people that really, really need it, when we can get this meat donation, I can't tell you what a exciting thing that is. And when the food pantries come through to pick up their food and they see some meat that they can actually take back and give to their clients, the look in their eye tells you more than anything they'll ever tell you.
Well, I want you to go through the details here. We know Hy-Vee is involved. There's a match. Tell us all about that and how customers can get involved.
Hy-Vee has been a great partner of the food bank since they've moved into Bloomington. And they're partnering with McLean County Farm Bureau, who's actually sponsoring this event, along with local farmers and things. And what we're finding is from this whole week all the way through this Saturday, the 26th, if you go into Hy-Vee and do some shopping, they'll ask you if you'd like to leave a $5 or $10 donation to help the meat program at the food bank. And just add that on to the total at the end of your bill there. And all that money that's collected is going to come back to the food bank in the form of we're going to purchase meat with that. And Hy-Vee helps us out with pricing on that to get the most we possibly can. And then the Farm Bureau, being the great partners that they are of the food bank, along with the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, they're doing a match for the first $500 that's donated. They're going to match that $500. So I know I talked to them this morning, and they're well over halfway to that $500 mark. So we need everybody to get in there and donate that money so that we can get to that at least that $500 mark so that they can match that for us.
So, again, that goes through March 26th. You'll need to do this at the Bloomington Hy-Vee at Clearwater and Veterans Avenue. Let's talk about the need. What is the need here, really, for the area that you're serving?
I'll tell you, the Bloomington Food Bank serves from northern Illinois, following down here to Bloomington and then over to St. Louis. The Peoria Food Bank takes care of the western part. But just on the Bloomington side, We find that the demand for food and the need for food at food pantries is rising at the rate of 15 to 25% every year. And you know, we find that the main recipients of the food from the food pantries, those that come to pick up the food and the end user, we're finding that the majority of those people are in between a job or just need a little bit of help here or there. They're not repeat, you know, back of every month after month. And so we're bridging those gaps as we find companies that move out of town and we're redownsizing and redistributing and things like that, so that we need these programs so that we can help these people just cross that hump until they can get to the next section of their life.
I like that you help food pantries, but I think it's so important that you help out shelters and community centers, because a lot of times those are people that are in immediate need in a struggling situation.
Sure. We do the main feeding centers here in Bloomington, which are Home Sweet Home Mission and Salvation Army Safe Harbor. We're also very active with Western Avenue Community Center and helping them whenever they have needs. They're at the food bank, and they're usually here at least once a week, picking up whatever they need, and we've really been able to help a lot of those areas as well. And those soup kitchens, we're working with a lot of those all the way through Illinois, really, that are feeding a lot of people on a daily basis. And what you find with this is those that are doing most of the work in those pantries, in those soup kitchens, are doing it out of the goodness of their heart. That's not a big paid position.
Well, and in fact, you're looking to expand a little bit. Right now, you're only able to help about 5 of the agencies to receive meat on a weekly basis?
Actually, there's 5 that get it on a weekly basis, but of our pantries that come every month to pick up, we're actually, since they started this program, along with another program that's out there that the Illinois Soybean Growers and Corn Growers Association help us with, we're now able to reach actually close to 50% of the pantries that are coming to get food from us, to give them some sort of meat every month to take back with them. So these programs really do work, and we can go back to when this first started, and the growth of how much meat we've been able to send out is tremendous.
And Mike, the best way to say thank you to Midwest Food Bank, Hy-Vee, the Farm Bureau, and the Illinois Corn Marketing Board is just to go to Hy-Vee and donate that $5 or $10.
You know, this community has always stepped up when the need is there, and a lot of times they just need to know what that need is. So we're just trying to inform people that $5 or $10, if you can help us out with that, will go a long way in helping us really serve a lot of people and getting some nutritional quality food for them, because they can't go out and purchase that very often.
Mike Hoffman, Director of Operations, Midwest Food Bank, on our Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.